Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining me again on Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I am your host, Jenny. I have a very good friend with me today. I'm excited to have him here. And in the spirit of Jerry Springer, let me say, welcome, Charlie, everybody, to the show.
What up, mate? How's everyone doing?
How are you, lovey?
I'm good. I'm sat outside in the rain right now, but well, I'm not actually outside the rain, am I? But it's pretty fucking miserable.
In
Yeah, I'm
an
good other than that.
undisclosed
How are you?
location.
An underscore. Well, not really. I'm just by the lake. It's a big lake, bro. But,
It away, why don't you?
right. Try and find me if you can.
How's your weekend going?
It's going really good. It's very good. I went and saw a friend fight last night. Shout out Mr. Shinobi for his win. So yeah, it was good. Very good.
I
So
saw
far,
you
so good.
posting that. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, he it was through a thick boy, I believe, the guys that organizing the fights. And yeah, my man just he manhandled him, he crushed him really. So big win. Very happy. Very happy.
Yeah, that's exciting. How often do those fights go down around here?
I think they're pretty regular. I mean, it's an open circuit, right? So it's not quite UFC, but it's all the up and coming talent, right? So I think it's
Yeah.
pretty often. I believe last night was Thick Boy's first like big annual event or something like that. So it was dope. It was packed. So
Is that the
very
same
open.
Thick Boy training that has their own merch line?
Yes,
Oh,
same company.
their stuff is wicked.
Yeah, it's dope. And the way they had it set up yesterday was impressive. I've been to a few sort of local bouts and things like that. And you know, they're good to go and watch, but they're kind of bland other than the fight itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yesterday was pretty impressive. They had vendors and merch and just yeah, it was a good time for sure. So
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
sure.
Do you do any fighting at all, or you just watch?
Not anymore. Not anymore. Once upon a time when I was younger. Did a bit of did a bit of boxing and MMA, but I got old and had kids, so yeah, had to retire all that.
You're not old. You're not old.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
You had recently you hosted and funded a huge music event.
We did the Borough to Borough hip hop tour. And we had our three main acts was Illa G, Rusty Jux, and Royal Flush, as well with some local talent, Real Wolf and the Wolf Pack, which are just amazing. And my boy Ryan Wild, Head Top, Gambit, Hella Trees, Chino, DOV, So Sick. The lineup was crazy, crazy. It was really cool. So
That's
it went from
amazing.
Montreal all the way back to Toronto. Yeah, probably one of the coolest experiences I've ever been involved with, to be real. And as well, getting to watch, you know, three guys I used to watch on music videos when I was a kid and get to chill with them and party it up a bit. So, yeah, I truly feel blessed for the opportunity for
That's amazing. Have you always had a love for music?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I love all music. But to my good friend, well, to my little brother Head Top and Ryan Wild, they're big in the hip hop scene, so. I support them as much as I can and try and, you know, promote their music any way I can. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
we had Head Top on the show not too long ago, like last season.
Yes, you did. Yeah. That's my baby bro. Shout out Mr. Heads Up. He's making some big moves this year as well, making some big records. So I'm very proud of him right now.
Yeah, he
Very proud.
is.
He's like the little brother or the little son that I never asked for.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's my boy then still.
Key mention, never asked for.
Never asked for. Never asked for. No, but he's a gem. He's a gem. And my other brother Ryan Wild, he's a force to be reckoned with. He's going to be coming out this year and blowing up all over the place. So keep your eye out for Ryan Wild for sure.
I love that. I love that. Any music yourself?
No, I'm not musically
No.
talented at
No.
all. Very good at listening to it, partying it, but I couldn't sing a note if I tried. My drunk karaoke is decent though. I'm not going to lie,
You want to hum
she's
a few
pretty
bars
decent.
for us just for the
No,
audience?
not.
No,
Not a
not at
chance.
all.
I'm not drunk and it's not karaoke night. So we're gonna have to do that another day, maybe on karaoke Friday or something.
Karaoke Friday. Sushi, a little sushi, a little beer, a little karaoke.
I'm down. That's like heaven right there all in one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Is it raining where you are? Because it's raining a little bit here.
Yeah, no, it's coming down here. The heavens are definitely opened up. It's miserable, isn't it? I would say April, was it April showers, May flowers, something like that? So I guess it's the last day of bullshit, hopefully. Touch wood. Spring.
I don't
Ready
mind
for
the rain
summer. I
so
don't know about
much.
you.
Yeah, I don't mind it so much. I don't mind the rain so much. The rain brings life. I don't mind it so much, but yeah.
Honestly, I'd much rather rain than snow.
Oh, one hundo.
Because I'm miserable come October to like February when I start seeing snow and it's minus some stupidity out. I'm not trying to be involved with it
Yeah, not about
all. Not
it.
about it in any
Yeah,
shape or form.
I don't know about you, but as I get younger, I also
As I get younger, she says,
I
very good,
refuse
very good.
I refuse to say
I like
the
that.
other word. As I get younger, I find each winter is tougher on me mentally too. Like I get a little bit more sometimes depressed, sometimes just like so, a little bit
I'll
reclusive.
be honest with you. I think that's a lot of people. Like for me, winter is very depressing for me. I don't like it. I don't like
Yeah.
going to work in the dark, coming home in the dark. And I
That's
find
it.
a lot of people are very secluded. You know, you can't get out of the house. It's too cold just to go for a walk. Like
Yep.
it is a very miserable and depressing time of year, if you ask me, to be honest.
Yeah. The snow is excellent for people with dogs and covering up all the dog poop that they don't want to pick up on the lawns. That's really
Yeah,
great.
until spring when it all melts, and then you realize what you got to deal with, right?
Yeah, until spring when I start walking my dogs outside, because they won't go out in the wintertime. I have two little shits, two little ones.
Two little shits. Very
Yeah.
good.
So they don't like the snow at all. They don't like the cold at all.
No.
So we have alternative methods of
Well,
punishment.
this last winter, I spent like 2 3 months in Quebec, and
Oh.
leading up to Christmas, I was staying in a place called Marin Heights in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd seen winter and snow before, but leading up to Christmas, so like the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before,
Yeah.
over 3 days, they had 92 centimeters of snow.
That is
92.
insane.
We got stuck on a road I had to call a tow truck. The tow truck put the car on the tow truck, and then we got stuck in the tow truck with the car. I've never seen anything like it. It was like a winter, sorry, a winter apocalypse.
Holy fuck. And that was accumulative, or was that all in one day?
I think it was like the first day was like 40 centimeters, second day was like 20 or 30
Holy
centimeters, and then the last
shit.
day was like something similar. But I have never in my life witnessed snow like it. Like just, it was beautiful, absolutely stunning, but never again. Never again. I'll tell you
Yeah, I would just give up, I think. I would just resign to like.
We had two big English bull mastiffs with us. When you were saying about hiding, hiding the doo-doo in the snow, the Airbnb guy who we rented off sort of messaged my friend the other day, like, I guess you guys never thought to clean up the dog mess, so I guess all that snow's melted now, and two 200-pound mastiffs later, I guess he had a few things to deal with, but
Bust out a bag of salt.
luckily, I don't know what you need for something like that, but shit, that's a lot of shit, to be honest with you. Seriously.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
Literally, yeah.
Literally. Oh my
Well,
gosh. Yeah, I'm not the fresh powder looks really nice. If you have a specific thing that you're doing, like skiing or snowmobiling or things like that, I don't mind that kind of wintry weather or snow. But just, I live in the city, and which I hate living in the city. And it's slushy, dirty, yucky, gross in winter time,
Yeah.
It
Once it
just.
gets to that slushy stuff, it's not nice. It's not nice at all.
Yeah. I'm a
During this last
total
winter, I
summer
was
girl.
in Toronto trying to drink a Tim Hortons. And like when it gets like the big slushy puddles all over the place?
Yeah.
I was at Bathurst and King Street West, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I went to take a sip of my coffee, and this car went past me. And this fucking puddle came up and on my kids, and it went past my cup and just into my mouth, just as I was like mid swing.
No.
The most disgusting thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Oh my God. Oh, did you get the shits after? Did you like me big dysentery? Just a little.
Let's just say the rest of my day wasn't a good day after that. That
Oh
just kind
my
of started.
God.
Yeah,
Oh, that is the
it's
fucking
pretty gross.
worst. Oh
Never again.
sorry.
Well,
Oh
like I
man.
say, there's no point to winter. It's just a miserable time of year for all purposes, really.
Yeah, winter can go fuck itself. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
Do you have
good.
any travel plans this year at all? Any like summer
This year,
getaways?
yes, I am going to see my baby back in the UK.
Aww.
I'm looking forward to that. Yes, my daughter's decided to make me a grandpa.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, so I will
Oh.
see my grandbaby in September.
I can't imagine you being a grandpa at 30 years old.
Neither
That's
could I. Neither could I.
incredible.
Yeah, well, I think I've got to be in the Guinness Book of World Records or something for like one of the youngest, surely.
Surely. Oh,
But yeah, no, I'm looking
congratulations.
forward to that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, that's
Other than that,
exciting.
I don't know. I'm probably gonna go try and go back to BC for a little bit, have a little cheeky vacation out there.
Yeah.
Just roll the dice, see where this year goes. You know, you only live once, so if an opportunity comes, just jump on it. You
Very nice, very nice.
know? What
I
about
haven't
yourself?
been back to England for such a long, I've been there a couple of times. I haven't been back for such a long time, but it'd be nice to
Where do you
go.
go when you're
East Sussex usually.
there? East Sussex,
Yeah.
very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to play rugby in East Sussex, actually, a
Oh,
long time
really?
ago.
Yeah.
East Grinstead, yeah, a lifetime ago.
Weekend trips to Chichester.
Chichester.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right down there, I guess. So I'm more of a London guy myself, to be real.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Speaking of London, I would love to just touch a little bit on this little tidbit. One of my favorite movies ever is Legend. Tom Hardy.
Legends with the craze,
Legend. Oh, I have watched that movie. I'm probably 100. I watched it last night again. Probably
it is
150
probably one of the best
times.
movies ever. Yeah.
And his acting, Tom Hardy's acting in that is impeccable. Like
Listen,
insane.
Tom Hardy to me, shout out Tom Hardy, he's probably one of the best actors I've ever seen.
All
Facts.
time.
And
Yeah.
obviously, he plays my favorite person in the world, Charlie Bronson, as well, in Bronson, which, if you
Yes.
haven't seen that movie, you need to sort your life out because that is where it's at, for sure.
Phenomenal. He did. That guy can play any role. Any role. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's a proper UK OG actor, I say. He's sets the standards, in my opinion.
He's phenomenal. So hence your cheeky nickname.
Yeah, my nickname.
Charlie
Yeah.
Bronson.
Mr. Charlie Bronson. Yes,
Hello,
yes, yes.
Governor.
All right, mate. How are we doing, son? You all right?
How'd you get
Yes.
that nickname?
Well, yes.
Anywho,
I
about the weather.
live. Yeah, about those blue days. I got the nickname a long time ago, because obviously I'm a really nice guy. But there
You
is
are.
obviously everybody has that side to them that's different, you
Yeah.
know. So yeah, so there's a few instances back in the day where, you know, I may or may not have gone into my alter ego a little bit, and a lot of friends of mine and family back in the UK decided that I was very much like Mr. Charlie Bronson, and gifted me with that nickname.
Who, by the
So
way,
yeah.
had many fine qualities.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. He's
Yeah.
the
He is. Yeah,
man.
we all have that parts those parts of us. We all have a little, alter ego and
Yeah,
I
we do. I
mean
mean, some people look at it as like the bravado, right? Like, oh, Charlie Bronson, like it's based on some fucking movie. It's not really. It's just like you say, everybody's got that split personality or that demon, that person that comes out when you may or may not want them to. You know what I mean? And I find, you know, the whole, you know, if anybody else knows anything about Charlie Bronson, he really is kind of a split personality where he can go from one extreme to the other. At the drop of a hat, right? So I think for me, I just acknowledge that, and you know, when people start pushing boundaries with me, I always say to them, "Well, fuck around and you'll find out, and you might meet Charlie." So yeah, that's kind of how it goes
Yeah.
from there.
Sometimes you gotta check a hoe. I know, I get it. Yeah.
<That's all right. laughs> I'm gonna sort of better myself.
I hear you. Gotta love the split person. I mean, most people look at me and go, sex kitten. And I get it. I get it. The sweatshirt, I
Right.
get it. But really, I'm just a boring gal who likes to read. So, you know.
No, you're not. Behave. Behave yourself. At least you're real. Most people, they're on their fucking Instagram or whatever social media. They're being as fake as a motherfucker. So, real recognize real, man. Real recognize real. You are not boring. Not going to show you that.
Love it, love it, love it. You have a lot of fun stories, sir.
On stories.
You do. You do. You so you what I love about you is that no matter the time of day, time of year, time of whatever, I could be anywhere with you and sit down and I know that I could hear a really great story from you. Like
Yeah, maybe.
we could be around the campfire and a couple beers in and we're hearing the best stories of our life.
Yeah, well, you got to. I suppose I've got a lot of life experience, right? So,
Yeah.
as long as it's not nonsense, I mean, everybody's happy with it.
Any exciting stories you'd like to share with us today, or you wanna?
Any exciting stories?
Yeah.
Like what? I don't know. What kind of topic do you want?
Anything,
Actually, I do have a
anything.
funny, and I do have a funny story. Actually,
Yeah, let's hear
I'm being ridiculous and taking off my jacket mid-conversation, so excuse me.
it. Yeah, getting
True
ready.
story. I was once sorry. My mum is obsessed, right, with Antonio Banderas. You're the actor,
Oh, he's great.
right? So when I was younger, my mum's just she's an interesting character in herself. But we
Newly
were in
single,
Spain.
just in case your mom's wondering.
Is she what?
He's newly single, in case your mom's wondering.
Oh, I'm sure she's aware of that. I'm sure. But yeah, probably about 15, 16 years ago, we're in Spain in Marbella on vacation, and we're in this pub, and we're there with my stepdad at the time, who's a complete and utter prick. And we're sat there, and all of a sudden, like when you're in a room and everything goes quiet, or there seems to be like a commotion going on. So everything's going really quiet, and this guy comes like behind my mum and sort of my stepdad and says, "Oh, can I buy you guys a drink?" And my stepdad, being the arrogant prick he was like, "No, I can buy my own fucking drink, thank you." Like, blah, 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 whatever. So the guy's like, "All right, whatever." And we kind of noticed that there was a bit of, what was his wife called? Was it Melanie Griffith or some shit
Melanie
like
Griffith,
that?
yeah.
So this woman's walking around the bar, and my mom's like, "Oh shit, look, there's Melanie Griffith." Like, rah, 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 rah. And when my mom turned around, the person who was stood behind her was her love of her life, Mr. Antonio Banderas. And what happened was, is essentially this pub that we were in is like his local. So whenever he used to go down there with Melanie Griffith, he'd just buy everybody a drink, casual, nothing crazy. So my stepdad literally was like, "Fuck you, I'll buy my own drink." My mom sent him back to England that night and divorced him the week after.
Oh, brilliant.
Because she thought that it was her one and only opportunity to get in there, and he fucked it for us. So, yeah, I always thought that was kind of a funny story, really. But,
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine not re How do you not know who Antonio Banderas is, number one?
Honestly, I mean, I was there looking like, "I don't think you realize who you're talking to right now, my man." And because the guy had a few drinks and he was kind of looking over his shoulder like, "I don't," didn't work out for him at the end. He lost his wife and he didn't even get a drink out of it. So there you
What
go.
a fucking loser.
Exactly. What a fucking well, anyway, story of
Oh,
the
that's a good story.
day.
What's the week looking like for you, shaping up? Because you're in construction, you do construction, right?
I do love, yeah, I do like slates and copper roofing, so like heritage restoration projects, so like churches, cathedrals, government buildings, mansions, things of that nature. So yeah, so this week I'm actually down in Scarborough on the Bluffs, putting on
Nice.
a nice slate roof on some big ass house, to be honest with you. It's huge.
Love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you'll post some of the things that you're working on, and you do such a good job. You're such a hard worker. Everything you do looks amazing.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's a very niche market over here, to be real. And cause over here, a lot of people just do like shingles and shit on the roof, you know? I don't do any of that, but with the slate and the copper and stuff like that, it's, you know, it'll last sort of 200 years. So it's got to look right. So, yeah, I enjoy my work. So it may have to use your brain a little bit. You know what I mean?
Ever push anyone off a roof? No, don't answer that. Okay. Just kidding.
That's not criminal at all.
Yeah. I would never support that.
No, me neither.
No, unless they just
it was well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like if they support Manchester United or something, it could happen. But that's just
oh, we should probably have a baby soon.
That's one way to do it.
Well, I would love to talk to you about something that is a passion of both of ours, and that we both have an interest in, and that is mental health and men's mental health.
Yes.
Because I know you have a passion for it, and you're an advocate for it. And maybe you can sort of take us through a little bit about your focus on it and why you feel so strongly about not only mental health, but men's mental health.
Yeah, I mean, I support mental health at all. I mean, it's a hell of a thing to go through for anybody that's going through, you know. So I support any, but I do focus a lot on men's mental health because there's a lot of guys that don't know how to deal with it. I know when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to be open or like talk about if I had sad feelings or feeling said certain way, or, you know, guys are supposed to be tough guys, right? Or act a certain way, and it's not right at all. And to be honest with you, how I kind of really got into it was through my own experiences. I'm supposed to tell you a bit of a personal story about me. So I used to be married once upon a time.
But you're better now.
Huh?
But you're better now?
I'm better now. Oh, I'm better now. Yeah. But me and my ex went through a really fucked up situation where my mother-in-law passed away suddenly, sort of 2 days before Christmas. And it caused my ex-wife to literally have a mental breakdown. Now, when I say mental breakdown, she suffered with something called pseudo-seizures. So what basically happened was she was so kind of like depressed and down and out. And when her mom passed away, she essentially had a seizure. And when she came around from the seizure, she had lost 6 years of her memory. She was blind for 4 weeks. And she didn't know or couldn't remember that like her mom had passed away. So we took her to the hospital. She was in the hospital for a long time, going through a lot of stuff. And every day she woke up, it was like a reset. So we'd have to explain to her what was going on, why these things were happening. She'd wake up and then we'd have to explain everything to her again. And it was a very vicious circle, kind of like 50 first dates, that kind of idea.
Right.
So during like a 6-7 week period, you know, she didn't even know that we were married. Well, at the time it was 2015 and she thought it was 2008. So, it was a very surreal, situation to be with. And basically, to cut a very long story short, the neurologist that she was under basically explained to me that this stuff happens once in a blue moon. And every day when she woke up, if I told her something that she didn't understand or that was too much for her brain to take in, she'd have these seizures. So she was having like 10, 15, 20 a day. And eventually they started becoming less and less and less and less and less and less. This neurologist at the time gave me this article where it was a very similar situation, husband and wife. Wife had this pseudo seizure, lost her memory. And what happens is that when you're explaining to your loved one what's happened to them and going through the processes, every time the brain has too much information, they'll go into like a bit of a shock and they'll have the seizure. You have to do it all over again and again and again. And you have to work out basically what these triggers are of information that cause these seizures. this urologist gave me this article, same, almost the same situation, except they didn't have kids. And over sort of a 6 month time, the wife's seizures went from, you know, 20 a day to 10 a day to 5 a day. And when it got towards the back end, she kept having one or two a day, and they couldn't figure out what this trigger was. And in a long story short, the trigger was him, because she couldn't, she felt so bad that he was going through all this kind of stuff. So he had to leave her, right? For her to get better. So I basically had to do the same thing. I had to walk away from my ex, because no matter how much she loved me or I loved her, because of how guilty she felt, you know, for what we kind of went through, she kept having these seizures. So I walked away from her, and since then, I say walk away, that sounds really bad, but I had to walk away from the relationship. And she hasn't suffered with a seizure since. So the irony was, is that even though I was her husband and I was the one that was there to kind of look out for her and all this kind of stuff, I was forever going to be her last trigger. So when that happened, it put me into a spiral of bullshit and depression, a very dark time, you know. And the world is a really lonely place, lonely place. And, you know, and I didn't know who to talk to. You know, you try and explain to people that kind of situation and how it's affecting you. And unless you've been through something like that, you know, you can say, oh, it's everything will be okay, you'll get through it. But it's just not, it's not what you want to hear. So from that, you know, I pulled my head out of my own ass over a period of time, etc. And just kind of had this overwhelming feeling that, like, yo, if I can be that guy that can be there for people, or for men, you know, that don't normally want to talk or don't know how to talk or stuff like that, then that's what I'll do, you know. Because at a time when I needed it the most, it was one random person who came to help me from a long way away. A friend of mine flew actually over from New Zealand that I hadn't seen since I was a teenager type shit. And if it wasn't for him, and honestly, I don't even know if I'd be talking to you today, if I'm honest with you. You know, so yeah. So from that, I'm pretty big on, you know, men's mental health, really. You know, so I can explain it.
Yeah, how was that for you with the kids and that, raising the kids, and because you kind of had to take on both roles there for a minute.
Yeah, it was honestly an interesting couple of years. You know, like I took my kids, and we actually came back to Canada, so we were in the UK when it happened. And no issue like with my ex or anything like that. It was just, you know, they, at the time they were better with me. But then, you know, it's when something like that happens, it's the after effect. So my kids, you know, my daughter at the time suffered with a bit of PTSD because of it. My son was depressed because of it. You know, it's a horrible thing for your babies to sit there and watch, you know. I mean, now, touch wood, my babies are blessed and, you know, they've managed to come out of it, but not, you know, a lot of work went into, you know, as parents, you know, we think our kids don't see shit, or, you know, we can try and push it under the table, or it's okay, we'll talk about that later, when really, like, you're fucking up. You know, I had to sit there as a parent and kind of, like, admit to my mistakes kind of thing, you know, or bite the bullet. And, yeah, it was a hell of a process, you know. And I've seen a lot of guys and girls go through similar situations where it breaks them and they can't come back from it. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I would ever come back from it at one point. Which is why now, you know, if I see people that are down and out, or, you know, I have a lot of people that reach out to me if they're just having a bad day and stuff, sometimes, you know, it's just easy just to say, hey, how's it going? Listen to what the person is saying to them and just be there for them. You know, I'm not a fucking therapist, but I mean, I'm there to listen to people and, you know, give them whatever advice I can kind of thing, you know. So unfortunately, there's not many people. A lot of people talk the talk, that they'll do that for people, you know, but it's bullshit. You know, or you get guys that are, you know, they're tough guys and they do the whole bravado thing, but that's not real tough guy if you can't talk about your emotions and shit, you know what I mean? So
yeah, exactly, you know, somebody, yeah. Develop these personas. What were some of the, how did you manage to cope? Like, what was the thing that kept you, so, you know, starting over the brink of, so, like,
yeah, honestly, I didn't cope for a long time. That was kind of the thing.
Well, you must have developed some kind of coping mechanisms to get through the day every day.
And yeah, so after the thick of it and the bullshit, I started training again. And truthfully, I was just very proactive in talking, if I'm honest with you. You know, like if I was having a bad day and I came home and the kids were there, you know, normally you'd be like, oh, okay, you guys go play with your friends or whatever. And I just started like talking to my kids and actually being honest with them. And maybe showing a sign of vulnerability that you wouldn't normally do, you know? And just, one step at a time with that. Just trying to keep yourself busy, but focused. You know? It's so easy to get when something bad happens to just think that you're in this dark ass bubble that you can't get out of, you know, or you go to work thinking that's an escape, but then you get home and you feel like you're, or it's like the walls are closing in. And I don't know, for me, I was constantly trying to get out of the house, talk to people, and just keep moving forward, not really allowing myself to sit still for too long. So otherwise that's when, you know, the demon starts to play in your mind kind of thing. And
yeah, those negative thoughts start creeping in.
And it's hard sometimes. I mean, you can say to, you know, I'm sure you've been there, and I know everybody has, where you can have these really shitty, dark thoughts, and you can say to yourself, oh, stop that. But you don't. You still feed into it, you know? So keeping yourself kind of distracted with positive things, I think, is the best way for it.
You made a really interesting point about you just started talking to your kids and just started talking. And I think that's so important to focus on, because I think especially for men, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think especially for men, there's such an emphasis on keeping things pushed down and oppressed and inside, and not talk about it, because you got to be the man, you got to take care of everything, you got to take care of everybody around you, and you got to be strong. And there's this idea that somehow strength doesn't encompass vulnerability. And I think that's quite the opposite. It takes a lot of strength and a lot of courage to sort of stick your hand above the water and say, hey, like I'm in trouble here, or I have feelings, or I'm not doing good today, or I need to talk to someone. Like, and it's so small.
You can do that, you are so much stronger than you can possibly imagine, because just to being able to admit that there's something wrong, or, you know, you just want to talk, or I don't feel nice today, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
If you can do that, then, you know, you are a king or a queen, and you're in the right direction. Because the problem is, when you keep it all inside, eventually, no matter how tough you are or how, you know, mentally focused you think you are, you're a ticking time bomb. You know, eventually it's just going to go. But at that point, you know, you might be too far gone to do anything about it.
And it's also being able to find someone that you feel safe and comfortable to talk with. And thank God you had that friend that came into your life. You know, it's, God has a funny way of sending you angels. I really believe that.
It does. And if you keep your eyes open and you acknowledge these people or these angels, I mean, you know, they're, like you say, God puts people in front of you to help you. It's just when you don't acknowledge that, or you refuse to acknowledge that, where you're in deep water at that point.
Yeah. And it's also important to know that it takes so little to make such a big impact in someone's life. Like, it takes very little encouragement, a very few words of support to actually make a difference in someone's day. And it's something that everybody can do. We can all do, even when we're having a tough time. You know, sometimes it helps just to relate to one another.
Sometimes just saying, hi, how are you doing today? You know, if you see somebody that's just quiet, you know, you can tell they're, in their feelings or whatever. You know, just going up to that person and be like, hey, how's it going today, bro? How you doing, man? Or, you know, whoever. Sometimes that just saying hi to somebody can make the whole difference to their day. You know what I mean? I posted a video the other week where I was on this site, and there was this guy there who, you know, he's going through it. He split up with the wife, you know, sleeping in his car, whatever it is, but he ain't bitching about nothing. He's just, you know, going to work every day, grinding, do his got to. And this little shit, like, laughed at him. You know, like, oh, as if you're going through all that, bro, living in your car. And, like, honestly, that was probably somebody that could have ended up falling off a roof that day, if I'm honest with you.
At an undisclosed location.
But honestly, I just sat there and I thought, what kind of a piece of shit are you? When you know somebody's going through, probably, you know, I mean, I don't know the details of the situation, but at the end of the day, the man doesn't have his family anymore, and he's just, you know, whatever. What kind of a piece of shit are you to laugh at somebody? Just because they're on their back, right? And I mean, the irony is like, one day that will be you. You know, we all fall down at some point. So shit like that, you know, like that particular guy, if this kid had just been like, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that, man. Like, you know, let's go for a beer today, or like crack a joke or do something. You know what I mean? That could have just, the rest of his day could have been blessed. But Instead, you came at him with some, you know, ignorant and negative shit. I mean, I went and had a talk with the person in question afterwards, and, you know, we had a beer and we were laughing and everything was blessed. But I mean, truthfully, I thought about it afterwards before I posted the video, and I just thought, you know, if it had just been those two there that day, how dark would that have potentially pushed that man? And you know what I mean? Like, that could have just ruined his day, or made what was already a bad day incredibly worse. You know, so people really need to stop being ignorant and pull the head out their ass.
Yeah, and what's funny too is the people who often do that, it's usually through fear or being uncomfortable or misplaced anger or displacement, you know, and they're not able to share their own emotions and feelings. So it's easier to see someone maybe probably going through the similar things that they're going through. Mm-hmm. And it's easier to laugh at someone else's pain than it is to deal with your own.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where...
You know, I mean, some people are just punks. I mean, that's, you know, but sometimes that's where it comes from too. And that's disappointing to see.
It really is.
Yeah. Because it creates sort of these, you know, as you're saying before, these personas, these alter egos that, you know, some men have to feel like they have to fit into. They've got to be the tough guy, or they got to be the strong one, or they got to be the quiet one, or they just, you know, push everyone out of their lives so they can deal with things on their own. And I think it's important to let people know that, you know, as always, you know, you're never alone, even though it sometimes feels like that.
Absolutely.
You're never alone. Two, there's always help out there. And three, it takes a lot of strength and courage to say, hey, you know, I need to talk.
And sometimes I find, you know, you don't actually, you know, I've gotten to meet a couple guys where, you know, they're just like, you know, Charlie, like, I'm feeling a bit down, whatever. And honestly, I'll go meet them and we don't actually necessarily talk about whatever it is that's going on. They just want a break from their,
change, you know, of their environment. Train of thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean. Sometimes the littlest things like that can actually be more productive, is the right word, or more rewarding for that person than, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not a fucking therapist, but I mean, if you can go and, you know, take somebody for a beer, bite to eat, like you say, just get them out of the normal four walls they're used to. It's the little things that count, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, every day is its own challenge, right? So. Absolutely. Sometimes if people are stressing about the whole week ahead of them, I always say to people, don't stress about what's happening on Friday if today's Monday. You're wasting your time. Just deal with today, and then we'll deal with tomorrow.
So, being mindful and being in the present.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's amazing. Well, I really appreciate you sharing that story. I know it's not always easy to share parts of our lives and share things about ourselves. So I really have a great deal of care for you and appreciation shared that. And I'm
sometimes you gotta throw yourself on your own heart on your sleeves, and hopefully maybe people will take that as encouragement or not.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps people to relate for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what would be the biggest thing that you could recommend to somebody if they're sort of going through a tough time, especially a guy, especially men? What would be the biggest thing you could say to men out there who are kind of struggling and keeping everything inside? And
well, I mean, first things first, keep your head up.
Yeah.
Real talk. Because if you can acknowledge you're going through some shit, and you're looking to get help, that in itself is something you should be proud of. Another thing would be is you know, to reach out to your people and to your friends or your family or your loved ones, and be honest. Tell them, you know, I don't feel too good today. I don't, you know, I want to go out and talk about something today. Look at resources that are around you. If you really feel like you need help, you know, go talk to your doctor and see if there's so many support groups and outreach groups all over the city. Like, it's everywhere, you know, and it's something that I myself are going to be working on a project this year where that's exactly what we'll be doing. There'll be an outreach support center, if you like, where guys can just come and you know, no expectations, no anything, just come and show up and shoot the shit with a bunch of guys that are going through the same shit as you are, you know, and go from there. But just don't keep it to yourself, you know, don't hold it in, because if you do, in the long run, it's just going to hurt you more. You know, yeah. So if you can acknowledge that you're feeling down, reach out to somebody. Fuck, you can reach out to me if you want. I don't really care. But yeah, just reach out to somebody and one day at a time.
Love it.
That's it. Don't stress about something that hasn't happened yet because you're just wasting your energy on that.
Yeah, and I would also add too to that. Those are really good points. I would add to change your environment if you can. You know, get outside, start working out, start doing something physical, start, you know, pick up a hobby, start getting involved in something that you have an interest in, whether it be art or music
and
or
really assess the people you have around you too.
Great
you know,
point.
Sometimes we have
yeah.
new people around us that are, you know, they've been our friends forever, or you feel some kind of fucking loyalty to them, and actually they're causing you more fucking damage than good. You know, they don't have your best interests at heart. They only have their own interests at heart, or what they can get out of you for their benefit. You know, like really assess your people around you, you know, and if all of them don't fit into where you're trying to go, then cut every fucking one of them off, because, you know, life's too short. There's a million and one people in the world you'll meet tomorrow, today, that'll change your life, that are more positive for you, and just, you know what I mean? Don't just stick with the same asshole because you feel like you need to. It's not going to work for you. And unfortunately, I myself, and I know a lot of people that have, I've had to cut off a lot of friends, you know, that we thought were, you know, your day ones or your forevers or whatever the case. And I mean, fuck, I feel better for cutting certain people off, you know? So I think acknowledging that and having the courage to actually do that and change the people around you will help you. As soon as you do it, you'll feel better.
Yeah, and I think too, you know, when you start doing what's best for you, you start seeing people's true colors as well. And people can be in your life for a reason, a season, or a time. And that's an excellent point that you made about loyalty. Sometimes it's just us feeling like we need to be loyal to certain people, and you know, they're not necessarily loyal to us. And loyalty aside, like if people aren't good for you in your life, whether it be family or friends or coworkers or just, you know, neighbors or whatever, what have you, yeah, absolutely. You know, don't have anybody in your life that's going to drag you down. And it, you know, you just have to keep certain people at a distance and build your boundaries. And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be rude or mean or whatever. You just, you know, I love you, but you're not good for me. And I release you with love and wish you the best.
And truthfully, most of those people can be the ones closest to you, i.e. family. You know,
absolutely.
Like not everybody has this fucking perfect family. I mean, I know I fucking don't. You know what I mean? And the reality is that sometimes it's your own fucking, the ones closest to you or related to you that actually do you more damage than the guy you just met down the street, or, you know, the woman you met in the store, or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I have family members that honestly, I'd be surprised if I even show up at their funeral, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes you just got to cut off dead weight and live your life. Because nobody else is going to live it for you, and nobody gives a shit what's going on in your world when it does, unless it impacts them, you know. So
yeah. And for me, I always like to tell people too, don't be saddled with this idea of forgiveness as well. I have a very different view on forgiveness. I don't necessarily believe in forgiveness. I don't think that if you choose to not forgive someone that you're burdened with what happened. I just don't believe that. I think you can move on. You can cut people out of your life. You can move on. You can make different choices. You can live a different life and be on your way. It doesn't mean that you have any hatred or animosity or necessarily any negative vibes towards that person. You just don't want to be around them. And you know, when you think of forgiveness, I always say to people, well, when you forgive someone, who does that make feel better? But like if you do something bad to me, Charlie, and you're looking for my forgiveness, and I say, okay, I forgive you, who takes the sigh of relief? Me or you?
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, forgiveness is really for the other person, you know? And so to have this idea that forgiveness is all about you, and if you don't forgive, you're going to be burdened with, I think it's a bunch of bullshit, to be honest.
It is. My grandma used to say to me, you can forgive, but you never forget.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll forgive you to give my peace of mind that I don't want to keep thinking about whatever the fucking situation is, but I'll never forget what you did or what you did in that situation. Or so, you know, just leave it at that. Sometimes for me, for forgiveness is like, if I forgive you for doing something shitty, that's for my own psyche, you know, but then after that, I'm still done with you. I'm done with you. You know what I mean? I'll forgive you so I can have my peace. But then after that, you still go fuck yourself and jump out.
Yeah. Excellent.
Definitely.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, thank you again for sharing your story. I know it's going to be such an inspiration to a lot of guys out there. And, you know, just hearing you share a little bit about your life and seeing, you know, this Charlie Bronson tough guy also, you know, you know, is promoting, you know, talk about it and, you know, get your feelings out there and share and don't be afraid to, you know, have the courage and strength to speak up if you need to. And I think that's going to be such an inspiration.
One thing I can say is this from my own experience is the minute you can acknowledge your own bullshit as well as whatever you're going through, and you can use some of these simple tools, you know, to help progress, your life will be better. You'll feel better. Mm. And you'll feel like you have purpose again. You know, in my opinion, a lot of people, they get stuck and they don't know, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I here? Where am I going? And I suppose the only real advice or experience I can say is just find your purpose again. Because when you have purpose, life is blessed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you forget what that purpose is.
I'd love to end this episode with a few rapid fire association questions, if I could. That'd be
rapid fire.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So I'm going to say a few words, and you just tell me what meaning they have for you.
What mean? Okay.
Okay. Relationship.
Relationship. What meaning does that have for me? Yeah, that's just, you just threw a spanner in the works. A relationship. I don't know. You caught me outside, right?
What about love?
Love? It's very rare, but when it's real, it's real. And if you know, you know.
Faith?
Faith. Always have faith. Always have faith. To me, you have to believe in something to be able to progress in life, whether it's God, or Honda Civic, or Harley Davidson. Have faith and just keep going with it.
Mindfulness?
Mindfulness, yeah. Always be mindful of where you are, your surroundings, and your mouth. Sometimes it gets you in a bit of trouble. But yeah, always be mindful of where you are.
And last one, courage.
Courage, yes. Courage for me is like this. It takes a lot of courage to just survive nowadays when we have COVID and the system's predicting our fucking future. Man, just have the courage to just keep going forward and balls to the wall, man. Don't ever let anybody tell you shouldn't do this or you can't do this because it's too far away to get there. Have the courage to grab it by the horns and go do what you gotta do.
I love that. Charlie, anything you want to shout out or where people can reach you, find your stuff, get a hold of you, or any social media you want to shout out?
You can just reach me on Instagram, I guess, for now. I have a lot of things up and coming this year, so I will share that with you when these things come to fruition. But for now, yeah, you can hit me on Charlie English Bronson on Instagram. And keep your head up. Real, recognize real. And if you want to progress in life, fuck around and find out. If you want to become successful in life, fuck around and find out. If you want to go get that girl you saw at the bar last night, fuck around and find out. And if you have a problem, you can fuck around and find out. Words to live by.
I love it. Thanks again, Charlie, for joining me today. I had a blast.
No
and thank
problem.
You so much for sharing your story. You are definitely an inspiration to many. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my love. Take care of yourself.
And, we love the feedback on this show. Yeah, we love this feedback on the show. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and comment. We love to hear all about it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.